There is so very little Democrats and Republicans agree on right now, but last night's first presidential debate broke common ground because of how universally difficult it was for people to watch.
Folks, do you have any idea what this clown's doing?
Why did you do it?
Because you weren't president screwing things up.
You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had. Come on.
The lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what?
The question
Supreme
is,
Court Justice, the radical question, left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
on,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Just a sample of so many confrontational moments last night, which meant voters had a hard time hearing policy details over all the interruptions, insults, and yelling.
Embarrassing. Like, I literally have a headache.
I will say it's probably the worst debate I've ever watched.
Oh, where do I begin?
Those are the voices of undecided voter Samantha Wuerl, Benjamin Miles, and Kim Patterson reacting to last night's debate. Wuerl was not impressed with either candidate's performance.
I feel like Trump was a bully the whole time. I feel like Biden was not strong enough, and
whew. Whoa, I think something we thought about a lot last night. Many of us wanted to say that. So did this 90-minute-plus debate sway any of these undecided voters one way or the other? Well, Benjamin Miles, who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, says he has made up his mind now, just maybe not how the candidates would have wanted him to.
It moved it from maybe voting for one of them to definitely not voting for either.
Samantha Wuerl of Burgaw, North Carolina, says it didn't clarify her choice at all.
I'm definitely not going to vote for Trump, but I can't say that Biden has won my vote completely either. So I really just want to throw up thinking about voting for either of them.
And Kim Patterson, who lives in Columbia, Tennessee, she already has her sights set on the second presidential debate.
That would be wrong to make a decision based on one performance and a few sound bites. I don't think that would be very fair. But they would have to do a lot at this point to change my mind.